This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This whole thing that's happening with Shopify now, this is the revisitation, if you will, in a lot of ways, of by individual companies of Operation Choke Point. And that's why it has to be stopped. And Shopify is acting with a high degree of impunity now. And joining me from Franklin Armory is Jay Jacobson. Excuse me, sorry, I didn't mean to get your name wrong and stumble all over. How you doing, sir?
Doing great, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Now, you guys, you exist out there in Nevada. You're not bothering anybody. You're making a legal product. There may be a lot of people that would like to see you not make it or be banned or something like that, but it's still legal. You're not bothering anybody. You're not breaking any laws. You operate in the highest regulated industry in the United States. And what has Shopify done to you?
Well, you know, they're doing what they can to make our life difficult. It's not very easy to pick up and move your whole online presence to a new vendor, but we've got a couple of other companies that we're looking at to transfer over to as soon as we feasibly can do so. We've been a customer of theirs for the last 5 years and have had no problems, no issues. Originally, they seem to have had a laissez-faire approach to the business that as long as it's legal, knock yourself out. And quite honestly, our approach to the market is if it's legal, if it's marketable, why wouldn't we do it? And that is, I mean, we're here to try and provide products within the four corners of the rule book that we're all required to play with. And of course, you mentioned how regulated this industry is. We were just out at the import-export conference a couple weeks ago over there in D.C., and number three at ATF, Marvin Richardson, made it real clear that he recognizes how regulated we are and appreciates how the industry responds in kind with proper compliance as we have. And we double check everything, make sure everything's perfect as far as where it is shipped to. And, you know, some states we can't send certain products to. And we've got a great track record on that. Haven't had any issues. And here we are all of a sudden because of a political concern of the CEO. He's deciding to change things up. It's amazing.
So you have you're signed with them for a year.
Correct. Yeah, they already got our money.
So when they signed with you and took your money, they obligated themselves to you for a year.
That would be my interpretation of what that would normally mean.
Right.
You know, you can argue that as much as you want in court, but if they pull the plug, there's a lot of sales that will be missed while you argue that without finding a substitute. So certainly we would like to find a solution on recompense and so forth, including all the time and effort we've spent investing into Shopify and the system. Like I said, we've been in it for 5 years. There's a lot of cultivation and crafting that's gone on, as well as training and personnel within our facility to operate on that platform. And, you know, we're still able to be up and running, but we don't know for how much longer on their site. It could, while I'm on the phone with you now, it could be unplugged, and we would be actually down. So we've invested a lot into this, and we're having our attorneys look into something they call tortuous interference of business. I don't know if that's going to go anywhere or not, but that's for the attorneys to evaluate.
You know, I have to think with the PLCAA, which, you know, is sort of a one of these things where it keeps you from being sued for making a gun and somebody taking that gun and using it for the purpose other than the way it was intended, which, you know, you see this in a lot of industries, a lot of cars, you know, cars are a good one as well. Does it have any application here?
You know, I looked at that this afternoon, and I'm not an attorney, but as a firearms manufacturer, I definitely have to deal with the written law. And with my level of understanding, I do not believe that it would relate in this situation. It would relate if, say, the city of, I don't know, any city in some crazy jurisdiction decided to sue us for our firearms or accessories. I do believe it would be covered. I think some people have opined that they thought that the accessories might not be covered, but my reading of it is that it would. But when it comes to, that's basically a shield, a protection for being sued. It doesn't protect you for somebody to deny service, unfortunately.
So, would this be a 14th Amendment complaint? Is there, there's been precedent out there where somebody, you know, the cake baking fiasco, where the guy said, well, I reserve the right to refuse service. And somebody said, well, you can't do it based on discrimination. Would it be fair to say that these companies, this Shopify, is discriminating against Franklin Armory and all of these other gun industry? Is there anybody outside of the gun industry they're kicking out?
Not that I'm aware of at this time, not under this latest restriction or definition of restricted items.
Right.
Not that I'm aware of.
So
yeah, I mean, when you look at that, what you're ultimately dealing with are protected classes under either federal or various state laws. And so far, the protection for a constitutional right doesn't seem to exist.
So far. Something's going to have to give on this one. Something's going to have to give on this one. If Operation Choke Point was wrong, which it was.
Seriously.
I want you to talk to us about what happened with you guys, because you told me that Operation Choke Point affected you as well, and I want to hear about that as well. But if Operation Choke Point was wrong and had to be stopped, then this is wrong and has to be stopped. And this whole notion they keep coming at with, you know, I keep getting told, well, you know, YouTube can take down your private channel because, you know, you're going to, they're a private business. And, no, YouTube is out there purporting to be a public forum. So they're either a public forum or they are an editorial sort of thing, an agenda-driven thing. And if they're an agenda-driven thing, well, then guess what? I guess maybe they can be regulated, unless they want to declare themselves a utility.
Well, I think that's where it's going, honestly. If you look at the technology business, it tends to coalesce along a front runner. You have Facebook, Google.
We'll get into Facebook
YouTube.
In a minute.
Yeah, all these guys.
Real quick, we're coming up on the break. We're going to continue this without a doubt. But real quick, tell everybody where they can find Franklin Armory, what to look for, what's new. We got 25 seconds. Go, sir.
So Franklin Armory can be found at franklinarmory.com. We have dealers across the country, distributors, Optics Planet, Green Supply, Sports South, a lot of different companies. We make a lot of different AR-type firearms as well as trigger systems. You may have heard of the binary firing system. We hold a patent for that. And as well as a lot of other items, compliance items for California, muzzle devices, short barrel rifles, all kinds of different things.
Jay Jacobson with Franklin Armory will be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by ProPure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I am talking to Jay Jacobson with Franklin Armory. Currently in the middle of some shenanigans with Shopify, like a few other companies in the gun industry. But this is not your first rodeo. You got how were you affected by Operation Choke Point? How do they target you?
So Operation Choke Point wasn't something that was a name that we all knew about at first. And we started in California. We had a facility there and started producing firearms there, and we're shipping mainly throughout California. And as we grew, like most businesses, we needed more capital. And so we were looking at what we could do to make that happen. So we reached out to a company that we had a longstanding relationship where we had, you know, six digits in the bank on a pretty regular basis, and thought we'd start with them. And I was baffled when the VP in the Bay Area office wouldn't touch us with the 10-foot pole. Later, it was kind of ironic because one of his employees wanted to buy a gun from us, which, of course, we got it out to his dealer and transferred through the FFL and so forth.
Right.
But in that discussion, I found out that when the VP got off the phone with us, he sat there and called us a merchant of death in front of all his personnel. So that pretty well told us what they thought of firearms manufacturers. As you said, one of the most heavily regulated industries in the country, and we're only selling to people that can pass a background check. You can't find any other business around that moves their wares that way. And here we are being treated that way. It's just astonishing that they felt that way. Moving on from there, we tried to go to Bank of America, Citibank. I mean, we hit all the ones that, of course, weren't going to have any kind of business relationship with a firearms manufacturer. We eventually, we did two things. First thing, because we really believed in what we were doing, we sold our house. And it wasn't exactly at the best time of the market, but we believed that we were heading the right direction. And boy, I'm glad we did, because we were heading in the right direction. And that provided the capital to grow and flourish. And then we actually needed more capital over time, a very capital intensive business. In fact, a friend of mine once said, gee, I thought there was a lot of money in gun business. I said, yeah, it's all capital investment, not necessarily profit. But ultimately, we came to find out that for any of my peers or myself in this business, the best way to get lending and to get capital for your operation is really to go through your local banker, because they're not as influenced by the project choke point kind of things that you're likely to run into headlong if you try going with any of the national guerrilla banks out there.
So I think you sort of answered my question. Are there any gun companies out there that are so big they work with things like commercial paper and other things besides just trying to operate on a cash on hand type basis? Is there anybody out there taking out lines of credit or anything? It sounds like you guys are not.
At this point, we've tried to be as conservative as possible. I mean, we want to have expenditures, so we have write-offs, so we've right. got a bunch of brand-new DMG Mori machines that made right here in Davis, California, just over the hill from us. American jobs mean something to us, by the way, so that's why we went that direction. We're doing what we can to make sure we have high reserves in case of, you never know when you might end up in a lawsuit, as we don't know where this is heading, and you need to be able to fund that and make sure that that's viable. But as far as what I read in the press, you look at companies even as big as Remington. Of course, they've had their unfortunate bankruptcy lately, but my understanding, I think it was Bank of America that they had a relationship with, that now Bank of America is going to kick them to the curb, from what I remember reading. So, yeah, it's commonplace in the industry, especially when you have swings in the ebb and flow. I mean, Black Friday is huge, but long before you get there, you got to go through the summer doldrums, and everybody in the firearms industry feels that.
Now, for that's really interesting. Do you guys have to deal with a big bank? Can you not deal with a small bank or a regional bank or something like that that doesn't seem to have a dog in that fight? Are they as tainted by all of this? And when Operation Choke Point was occurring, were they looking at banks of that size?
They were not coming down to your local banker. And generally, your local banker is going to have access to funds. Depending on their lending criteria, they may or may not work well with you. So just like buying a car or anything else, or buying a house or getting financing for a house, you really have to find the one that's most willing to work for you. I found in our experience, we work with a company called Plumas Bank out of Reno, and they're fantastic. They're basically they do a lot of farm financing and that sort of thing. So they come from agricultural roots, which blend well with our industry. And I would really recommend any of my peers listening to the show that are looking for financing to head that direction to somebody that is on the smaller side, because you're going to just bang your head against the wall with the larger corporations. They are all being influenced by Bloomberg and the likes of him, unfortunately. And there are a lot of folks in this bubble that just think that they're safe every day because they didn't have a problem yesterday, and there's a nice policeman that'll be there when they need it. And reality is, we all know that's not the case.
Yeah. We got about, I'm going to ask the question, and I don't want you to answer it right now because we're coming up and it'll break in about 90 seconds. But my question is this: typically with any sort of banking institution, is there any sort of procedure they have to go through? Like, I know that they will kick out, entities that they find out are drug smugglers or something like that, or at least everybody does except my mortgage company. I had a mortgage with HSBC at one time, so they used to launder money for the Zetas. But,
nice.
Is there some sort of procedure they have to go through typically to get rid of a customer when there's actually cause to do it? And if can they just simply say, well, we don't like your haircut, Jay? I mean, which this is essentially what they're saying.
Well, you know, that's underwriting for you, right?
And don't answer that right now, because we're coming up on the break, because I know this is going to be a long, drawn out answer for you. But one more time, as we get ready to head into commercial land, if you would please be so kind as to tell people how to find Franklin Armory.
www.franklinarmory.com, so long as Shopify hasn't pulled down our whole site, which includes everything. And right here, making jobs in Nevada, Minden, Nevada, and that's where we're at.
There you go. My guest is Jay Jacobson from Franklin Armory. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear, segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
USA Radio News.
President Trump revoked the security clearance of former CIA Director John Brennan. Brennan has been a frequent critic of President Trump. Today, during the White House press briefing, Sarah Sanders explained why the move was made.
Mr. Brennan's lying and recent conduct, characterized by increasingly frenzied commentary, is wholly inconsistent with access to the nation's most closely held secrets and facilities, the very aim of our adversaries, which is to sow division and chaos. The president has a constitutional responsibility to protect classified information and who has access to it.
The Colorado baker who wouldn't make a wedding cake for a same-sex couple and won a limited ruling at the U.S. Supreme Court, is suing the state of Colorado over another discrimination allegation. The lawsuit filed by Jack Phillips alleged that Colorado was on a crusade to crush him because of his religious beliefs. This is USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts. Preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
I'm a radio studio. This is Lock and Load. I am talking to Jay Jacobson of Franklin Armory. They are being assaulted illegally. I don't know if you did you hear the thing with the baker in the news there, Jay, when we were in the break? Did you hear that one?
I certainly did.
Yeah, well, I just wonder how they... This is going to be one of these things, I think, and I know I asked you a question that I want you to answer. So let's go ahead and do that first. You answer that question I asked you, please, sir.
So, you know, it's ironic that you mention the illegal drugs, because in the United States, marijuana is still a class one drug, and of course, or schedule one drug, I believe they call it.
Right.
And yet, you know, you have certain states that allow it to be sold and so forth. But federally, it's still illegal. Shopify is happy to promote working with drug dealers. In Canada, they're up there promoting the sale of marijuana. Yet, something that's a constitutional right that should not be infringed, shall not be infringed in any way.
Right.
They're sitting there high in the sky in their ivory tower looking down on us saying, gosh, you know, you shouldn't be out there having those firearms. Yet, meanwhile, the very same people are promoting the use of drugs to poison our kids and everything else. And I, as a hunter, have run into enough dope grows that I'm sick of it. That's just my personal view. I know some folks will see both sides of that. Of course, anybody filling out a 4473 in this country, the law is pretty clear that you can't be playing both sides of that fence. But I'm just sick of the way they're operating, and it's so duplicitous. It boggles my mind, to be honest with you. But getting back to financing, you've got a couple of different issues. You've got the actual money lending underwriting that companies need to – buy machines, expand their businesses. You know, I did mention DMG Mori. Ironically, their German element, DMG, their laws in Germany will not allow them to finance machines sold to gun manufacturers or those that make parts for gun manufacturers. So we ran into that a few years ago. We switched to DMG Mori anyways, which, you know, that was an issue that I thought we had scenario here with American jobs. And to me, that's very important. And also, I expected my service could be taken care of real quickly. And just as when you buy a Chevy or a Ford or a Dodge or whatever else, you don't necessarily always get financing right from the company. You could freely get it from a third party.
Right.
So, you know, when it comes to getting financing for your operations, we found that the local banks have been fantastic and been very supportive, so that if you need a line of credit, if you need you know, longer-term financing, you can easily make that happen with them, whereas you're just beating your head against the wall with some of these other institutions. One more thing, though. When you open up a web store and you start accepting credit cards and so on online, you are also subject to underwriting for that operation separately, and that they'll run your credit. When we first did this in 2013, I went through a nightmare situation. We went through First Data. They said, oh, yeah, we'd love to have your business. 2 weeks later, oh, sorry, you didn't qualify. Then there was another version of First Data, like an East and West version. I can't recall exactly, but we applied with the second one. Oh, yeah, sorry, you don't qualify. Then we tried authorize.net, and I believe there's been some changes in their policies. But originally back in 2013, again, we went another 2 weeks applying with them thinking, okay, we're going to get our website up and running now. We'll finally be able to take orders. And ultimately they came back and said, gee, you don't qualify. And we were plenty strong enough to qualify, but the reality was we were a gun company, and these were all large corporations trying to screw the American firearms manufacturer that's here trying to make jobs. I mean, even our governor here in Nevada respects what we do. He gave us an $80,000 tax abatement for buying new machines, building
wow.
out a new building.
Wow.
You know, we've gone from just a satellite office of three people. We moved everybody from California, and so we have about 30 people here now, and we're growing. Looking for a new engineer, by the way, if there's anybody out there who would like to work on an incredible project that we have coming up that I'm not allowed to talk about, but it's a great opportunity.
Let me ask you a question. I had seen where some of these banks were out here talking about they were going to stop this and stop that, and they started to describe, they want to be able to describe what they characterize as best business practices or best sales practices. Which I take that to mean we're the bank, and if you want to work with us, you're going to have to do what we tell you to do. Did you see that when that was all going around and coming around back earlier this year?
Well, I think after the Parkland issue, there were some banks that were looking to roll down that way, and everything that I saw on that was national bank oriented, and I've pretty well made up my mind that that's not the direction to go down at any point, because it's a given you're wasting your time.
Well, but humor me on this, simply because I'd like to get your impression on this. What if they're actually trying to do this to where everybody they're trying to choke everybody off and do it various different ways and everything, to where you guys are, there is no solution for you. They're thinking there's not going to be a solution for you, obviously, and they're going to win, and then they might come to you at some point and say, listen, maybe we were a little hasty. Would you be willing to work with us in order to make us look good for our board? And then they start describing to you these best business practices that they would like, would require you to meet beyond your credit worthiness or your legality or anything else. Is that a possibility?
So if you were talking about hiring practices, export policies, things like that, that it is a given that a company like Franklin Armory, we take that very seriously. We're going to control those elements and make sure that we do them properly and use best practices, and I would have no problem signing on to that. But if they started getting into, hey, you know, we need this little section in here in case you were to decide to make something we don't like, we want to be able to pull your financing. There's no way in the world I would go down that. Or I would never want to see the type of thing where, well, Franklin Armory, we're going to make an exception for you. You know, so go ahead and sign it. No, if it's not for everybody that's in the industry,
right,
then absolutely not. That's just wrong. And to be honest, I would love the opportunity to talk to the CEO of Shopify, Toby Lukey, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Which, you know, given his political bent, I doubt he is, but maybe word will get around. You know, I would love to have a discussion with him because I'm willing to bet that he's in his Canadian bubble and doesn't understand what he just stepped into. He's lost 4% today. Now, the stock market did go 0.5% down in general because of evidently...
Yeah, but he's outperforming the loss of the stock market, so that's not good for him.
Let me
get you to hold this answer right here if we can, because we're coming up on the next break and everything. What I'm trying to theorize here is that perhaps they think they're going to lure the industry itself into this moment of weakness to where you are willing to make certain concessions, and then they'll, but I mean, that's not the gun industry then in that case if they would do that, but that's beside the point. FranklinArmory.com. Some of the best trigger, some of the most innovative fire controls you've ever seen on an AR. I know that much about them. We'll be right back. My guest is Jay Jacobson. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 All-in-One Filter by Pro Pure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Coming to you live on the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, or from it, not on it. This is Lock and Load. I'll get my grammaticals correct. Give me just a second. I'm talking to Jay Jacobson with the Franklin Armory, and I had to hold you up there for a minute because of the break. Would you like to finish your thought real quick?
Well, we were just talking about the gradual choking of the industry for financial services, and I do believe we're seeing that. I'm going to say something that might be a little provocative, but
Bible kind of
said this was going to happen.
Okay.
Whether it be this industry or all industries,
yeah,
and we're probably the canary in the coal mine as far as that goes.
Yeah, well,
saving grace to that is American ingenuity. And I remember complaining about Google and Facebook to Larry Keene at NSSF at one of the import-export conferences. And he looked at me and said, you know, eBay wouldn't have guns, but that's what made Gun Broker, isn't it? And I had to concede his point that necessity is the mother of invention there. And
yes,
anybody listening, sometime you got to just grab the bull by the horns and jump in. When we were doing other, my wife and I were in a completely different line of business before we did this. But I kept sitting there going, you know, we can make these in California. Somebody should make it. And ultimately, I realized that person was me, and I needed to do it. And if you're a computer program, you understand computer programmer, you understand how these credit card systems work, top to bottom. You know, you might want to think about getting some investors and putting something together, and it will be worth it. It'll pay off in the long run. It just takes the motivation to get it done.
Have you ever heard of a website called ArsTechnica.com?
I have not.
Or TechCrunch or Wired Magazine or any of those. No.
More of a gun guy.
Well, the reason I'm asking that is because that's a tech guy who's also a gun guy. And his theory on this, looking at the mother of invention, is that it's probably all going to come from the dark web. But he thinks there's already somebody out there now looking at and considering what's going to be the next Facebook and the next YouTube. There's something that has just come out called Real Video. And at my network, we also have Alex Jones, who just got kicked off of everything in social media. He's moving to Real Video, and they claim they're never going to, you know, kick anybody off on that output or on that network. So, you know, if everybody moves over to those and migrates, that's been the biggest problem, though, hasn't it, is getting everybody to give up the the foot traffic and move over to something that is going to be a little more reliable.
Yeah, obviously the major systems we have now, Google is obviously bearing search criteria. Facebook will throttle one's reach, will not allow them to advertise. By the way, Google doesn't allow advertisements. Sometimes you can advertise on YouTube, but quite honestly, I hate giving them any money. So as far as reliability, yeah, there needs to be a solution, and I look forward to what that is. I can't claim any ability to innovate in that realm. We try to do what we can and where we're at, and hope and pray that somebody comes out on that end and supports our constitutional rights.
Well, have you thought about going to your attorney general? I mean, I know about your governor. He tried to sidle up to Bloomberg, didn't he? In Nevada?
I'm not going to comment.
Okay, anyway, the mere fact that he got out there and recognized you as a valuable part of Nevada and the business, the business world out there, tells me that, I would be, the first thing I would be doing is going to the attorney general and saying, this is unjust, this is not correct. I mean, I don't know, I'm not a lawyer, and I didn't stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night either, so I need this state to step up, because this should not be allowed to happen.
Well, as far as that end is concerned, we do have, I hate to say it, but just about every firearms company these days probably has a cadre of attorneys, anywhere from patent attorneys to liability, general practice attorneys, firearm-specific. I mean, it's crazy the number of attorneys. I mean, we've got attorneys in other states in case we get sued elsewhere. It just...
Right.
And we've been discussing this with two different attorneys to get their take on it, and we have yet to hear what their response is on that. I really do think that NSSF and the NRA should really pick up the mantle for this.
Well,
look at the insurance issues that NRA is running into.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, Cuomo definitely.
Cuomo.
Doing a real piece of work on those companies. And you got to remember, a lot of these banks and insurance companies are headquartered in New York.
Yep.
And so he's imposing his state influence on issues that are happening outside of New York. I became aware today that the NSSF is putting on a range day that the first couple of insurers actually denied NSSF, or concluded that if you didn't have any AR-15s there, we'll go ahead and insure you. And I'm not even sure if I'm supposed to be saying this. Nobody told me to keep it quiet, but
sure,
Nobody said I could publicize it either.
Right.
But if that is the case, they're on their fourth insurer to try to get coverage, so we could have a range day just to show our distributors before we go into the big show. And I'm sorry, I misspoke. I said NSSF. I meant to say NASGW, which, for those that don't know, is the National Association of Sporting Goods Wholesalers. It's a very big organization with all the largest distributors that are attending, and it's a big show for every large manufacturer in the United States of firearms and sporting goods, for sure.
Well, I mean, this denial of services and everything for me, if I'm trying to get insurance to drive a car, don't I have to have done something stupid or malfeasant or something for them to get out there and say, well, it's going to cost you more, or we're not going to insure you or something? This whole idea that they're going to, what are they saying they're doing it in the name of public safety, or what's the whole deal with Shopify and all these guys?
You know, I read a quote for Mr. Lukey. He had basically said something to the effect of trying to control items that can cause harm, and he's totally missing the point. And I think this is the fly in his ointment that he assumes, well, guns are bad, and maybe that is his political bubble that he surrounds himself with. I know we see that a lot in California, in the Bay Area, that people don't have the understanding that guns can also protect one's lives, whether they be law enforcement or civilians. I know I've had incidents where I've been out hunting and all of a sudden I walk into a dope grow and then it gets real, real quick, you know, and you're very glad that you got a firearm with you just in case things go sideways.
Yeah,
and I
yeah.
think somebody like Mr. Lukey is not really paying attention to where firearms can actually be a net benefit. They're a net benefit anywhere. As far as I'm concerned, they're more often used to prevent, you know, harm to others, rape to women. I mean, Sam Colt said it best with, you know, making them, God made them equal, but he made them all the same size or something of that nature. You know, I think they just need to get that understanding. And really, if you were to look at it philosophically, and if you just think for a moment, if you were to take all the guns away, and it's crazy for a gun manufacturer to say this, but hear me out.
Sure.
If you were to take all the guns away, you would potentially have a relatively safe environment. Of course, then the bigger people might beat up on the smaller statured individuals and so forth. But you would not have people having gunshots. However, there's no way in the world that's ever going to happen because there's so many guns already in circulation. We have an open border that the liberals keep pushing for. And instead of just bringing a bunch of drugs up, they're going to bring drugs and weapons and probably full auto weapons instead of semi-auto because a crime's a crime, right? So
I tell you what, we're about to run out of time here. Will you come back next week?
Sure.
This
what
is
time's passing for you?
Oh, I do it 5 days a week. I'll call you tomorrow. We'll set this up. We will definitely
sure
set
thing.
This up. Absolutely. Jay Jacobson with FranklinArmory.com. Go to your one representative, two senators, call them. This has got to stop. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Oh, my pleasure, Bill. It's been great.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I think my pops
wanted to talk to all the wisdom he shared. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.